So, coughing, I'm back, and I'm back. Well, I am back. Well, I have two brothers, and one is 1 year younger than me, and one is 6 years younger than me. And I have a stronger bond with the one that is 6 years younger than me. And when I say that, people often ask why. But I don't really think that it's unusual, really. I mean, me and my brother that is like a year younger than me, we developed like different personalities, and we just didn't match that well. While me and my youngest brother, he and I just got really good friends, and we just like the same things. But then, like, me and my like not youngest brother, my almost youngest brother, he and I, we can't really talk to each other. We are not used to talking to each other, because when we were younger, we decided to not interact with each other anymore. I think I was like 8 and he was like 7, and we were like fighting. And we were like saying like, "Mom hits us because of you, because you always brings up the fight." And he was like, "No, it's you." And we were talking about like how much Mom hates us because like we always fought a lot, and that we always got beaten by our parents because we couldn't be a team. And and sometimes they beat us because we couldn't keep it clean, and I was like, "It's your fault," and he was like, "No, it's your fault." And we just got tired of getting beaten up all the time because it hurt, and we thought that it was our fault that we got beaten. Because sometimes my mom and dad would come home and be frustrated from work. My mom and dad worked at low paid jobs, and it was often more job than what they got paid for, and they came home very stressed and sad and just exhausted, and they just put all this negative energy on us and beat us because they were sad. And we always thought, like, we always found, like, excuses for why they beat us. Like, "Oh, you're wearing that shirt with that trousers and Mom doesn't like it." And, "Oh, you're doing that or you're doing that." Like, we never thought, like, they just beat us because they were, like, mental ill. I mean, not healthy mentally. But anyways, we just, like, when we were fighting at 8 and 7, we just said, like, in the middle of it, like, "Maybe we should just stop talking to each other and not interact, and maybe our parents will not, like, beat us that much anymore, because if we don't interact, then we're not gonna fight, and if we keep everything separate and not touch each other things, and like not like interact at all, then maybe it won't hurt so much." And when I have told people that we decided that, they always been like so sad, because they were thinking about their brothers and sisters and how funny it was when they fought, and they can remember those things. But when I remember me and my brother fighting, it was just, it's just pain, because my parents would always hit us, and they would always like beat us really bad and like throw us into wardrobes or like beat us with metal sticks, and just, yeah, it was not funny. fighting with my brother, it was not funny. Playing with my brother, it was not funny. Doing anything with my brother, because as soon as my parents got crazy, we got beaten, and we were like, maybe we should not interact with each other. Maybe that's what's gonna save us from getting beaten. But it didn't. But we just stopped talking to each other. And stopped playing with each other. And even in school, we stopped talking to each other and pretended like we just didn't come from the same family. And after a couple of years, it was hard for us to even talk again. Like, we met at home, woke up, ate breakfast, like, not talking to each other. And we just didn't communicate anymore. I mean, sometimes we just, like, for a moment forget, like, when we watch TV and something funny comes up and we both laugh. But then we like stop directly because we get so scared that our parents would beat us because we were communicating. So we were just like, nope. Stop laughing. And it was kind of hard because we had this younger brother, the youngest brother, and he was like, I want to play with you. I want to play with you. I want to be with you. And he just didn't understand that we weren't together as a family. And it was so sad for him because it felt unsafe for him. He didn't understand what was going on, and we didn't understand either. And we got older, and like now we are in an age where like siblings start to talk to each other, become a team. And I noticed like on Facebook, like my friends and stuff, they have those who have siblings, they like talk to each other, like tag their siblings on posts, and just they have stopped fighting and are just like friends now in this age, like in the 20s. And I feel like I want that, but I can't connect with my brother. I tried a lot of times, like there was a period where my parents were fighting like so much, and it was about money. It was about like my dad, he wanted to relive his youth again because he felt like he didn't have that because he got children so young, and he was like moving around, wanted to flee from his duties, like being a parent. Not that he was good at it, but he was needed because he had control over the family money. And he just fled the field. And my mom got alone and she started to drink. I remember like one evening I saw her sitting at the table, like just staring at nothing and drinking this alcoholic liqueur. And you know, those are the things you see in TV, and those are the things you think, like you know what's gonna happen when she drinks, and you know what feeling she has when she drinks because you've seen it in TV. When someone is sad, they just sit around and just looks really sad and just look at nothing and just drink. And I was so scared, and my brother was so scared. We were living in chaos, and I was talking to a counselor about it, and she was like, have you tried talking to your brother about it? Like, you can get a real good family bond just by talking about, like, mom and dad, fighting. and just build a safe zone, just by having like the bond between you and your brothers stronger. But I tried to talk to my brother, but it was so hard. It was like talking to your brother shouldn't be that hard, really. And I mean that, and I mean like we, I mean, sure, I was going to talk about like deep stuff, like family stuff and like parents fighting stuff, but it was still like beginning conversation with him was just hard. Should I say hi? Because we were sitting in the sofa watching Family Guy and I couldn't just like suddenly be like, hi. How do you feel about parents fighting? Because we haven't talked at all in so many years. I think we were like 16 and 15 then. And we haven't talked for like 8 years then. And suddenly I just felt like I had to talk to him because this was important. I was so saddened because I tried to help my parents not fighting and like just stop being so mean to each other and to us, because it often went like, oh, now we're fighting with each other, and then all of a sudden they like go out, and then they like, when they go, I don't know what happens on those kind of routes they go, but somehow they are like, it's suddenly our fault. Instead of taking their responsibility for their feelings and their fight, they blame us. They're like, oh, how did we come to this fight at all? How did we come to this fight about economy? Why do we have so little money? Oh, well, it's because we have kids. It's the kids' fault that we are fighting. Because it's the kids' fault that we don't have any money. And therefore, we're fighting about economy. So it's our kids' fault. So let's go home and just bash our kids until they go into their room and cry all night. And get like the worst depression ever. Because that's what we do. And I tried to talk to my brother about it because I didn't want him to feel like it was his fault. I didn't want him to feel like it was something we had done. Because their fight is their fight. My parents fighting is not our fault. Their feelings is not our fault. If we're not directly saying something mean to them, but it's just like having control of your feelings. Your own body is like your own. And yeah. But it came out like some things out of my mouth. And I said like, hey, what do you think about our parents fighting and stuff? And he was like, nothing. And that was the end of the conversation. Because I am a person he doesn't know, really. We haven't talked to each other at all. He might know what my favorite food is, and he might know what makes me happy, because he can see when I'm happy. But he doesn't have this emotional connection to me. He doesn't trust me enough to talk about emotions with him. What if I tell my parents about that and he get beaten up because of that? Like, it was still this being afraid of talking to each other because talking to each other hurts. We associate that. And that's the like bad thing about beating kids. I mean, it's super bad to beat kids, but you know, in nature, when an animal get hurt, like if they sit down on a bush, on a rose bush, and they feel the thorns sticking up their ass, it hurts, of course. And what nature does then, or animal instincts does, is to avoid everything that looks like that. Like, I'm not gonna sit on that again, like on this bush, because it has thorns and it hurts. So I'm gonna avoid it. If an animal, like, get stung by a bee, and they see the colors of the bee, they know that I'm gonna avoid it. Like, we humans, we avoid bees, at least fighting with them, because they can sting us and it really hurts. And that's what happened to me and my brother's relationship. Talking to each other, playing with each other, just being siblings with each other, it hurt. Because our parents always beat us when we were together. And therefore, we associate communicating with each other as pain. And we avoid pain. And that is really sad. Because, like, and that is why it's so hard being a parent, because sometimes you do such wrong things that can lead to something so sad happening. Because my parents, they are good friends with their siblings. My mom has 8 siblings, and she loves talking to them. And when I see that, I just feel such hate and mostly jealousy. Because somehow, like, of course a parent beat her. Like, but they only beat her, like, when there was, like, important stuff. Like, yeah, them fighting, of course. But she said that they never fought because, like, I can see, like, them living, like, really poor, because they were, and they needed to fight for survival, so they didn't really have time to fight with each other. They didn't have time to play with each other. When my mom was 3, she was, like, already at working, like, going out with the cows, watching them, looking after them, picking rice, or just doing everything. And everybody had some kind of work to do, and they never, like, they connected by, like, working together, picking rice together, talking to each other when eating, and having, like, this bond of just, we are working together to get food, to get money, to get, like, to get the day going. And me and my brother just didn't have that, because we're always, like, trouble for my parents. Because my parents always blamed everything on us, so everything we did, it was just, like, getting beaten up, until me and my brother decided that maybe it's best that we don't talk to each other anymore. Because maybe that would save us from getting beaten. But it didn't. But we were so small and young, and we just thought that it was the solution. And sometimes I just feel like I have lost someone by us deciding that. And I just, when it was the hardest with my parents, like when my dad just left us, because he was like, I want to be young again and want to feel free and not be a dad, even though he hasn't been home at all. It was mom who raised us. And he moved further down in Sweden, and suddenly he just stopped talking to us. And my mom, she never had, like, where we come from, their culture, it's the man who handles the money. The woman never does. And therefore my mom never learned to, like, pay anything or have... Her money went to my dad's account. So when we suddenly stood there, not, like, any word from my dad, and the rent was coming in, or the bills were coming in, and, like, my mom couldn't pay them, and we tried so hard to help her. We get, like, students' money, like 1,000 crowns per head. And we helped her pay, like, some of the bills, but the bill for the apartment was too high. And we told, like, because I knew the landlord, I teach his son swimming, and he was a part of the swimming community. And I told him that my dad has all the money and he has gone away and he can't pay, help us pay for the rent and so on. And he was like, oh, well, that's fine. I mean, if you can't collect the money and go to the bank and say, like, oh, move the account to my mom instead, so she will get her, like, salary to her account, then, like, it will be fine. But it was hard because my dad had made it so she couldn't move her, like, salary to her own account, which is so fucking, like, it's her money. I mean, she worked for it, and it's just like she could easily just say, like, hey, it's my money, I worked for it, like, put it on my account. But my dad has made it so she couldn't. And it was just like after 2 months we were still, like, hanging after with rent, and it was just so frustrating because we didn't have any food. We were just like, okay, the food we have at home right now, we just try to, like, save and like eat from that. And then my mom also worked at a school or kindergarten, and she told her workers, and they said, like, if there is any food left from the day, then you can, like, take it home, and you can feed your kids with that. And that was very nice of them. And, yeah. And after, like, 3 months, my dad just, like, wrote back and was like, oh, I miss you guys, I miss, and he knew that we weren't going to respond that well, so he talked to the weakest person he knew that doesn't have anything to cling on, and it was my mother. And he just, like, oh, I miss you so much, and he just, like, smooth talking her until she was like, okay, I miss you too. And he was like, suddenly, like, oh, I bought a TV for like 50,000 Swedish crowns, and like, I have this cool place right now with a room, and we can, like, be together, and just didn't include us at all in that message. But then, of course, reality hit him when mom came down and she had my little brother with her. My little brother's with her. I stayed home because I didn't want to meet my dad anymore. And he just, like, oh, now we don't have a room. Because he only rented a 2-room apartment, and there was, like, 1 bedroom, 1... like, living room. And he was like, oh, now we have to, like, sleep in the living room, and oh, I think this is bad again. And he just, like, couldn't take the fucking responsibility. And I was just like, And he was like, oh, look at my TV now. Why aren't you looking at it? I bought it for you people. And I was just like, we have a TV at home. You just fucking bought a 50,000 Swedish crown TV. And we haven't paid rent for like 3 months because of you. Because my mommy's money goes directly to you. And we couldn't do anything when that happened. And if you think that that's gonna like make us come and beg for you to get the money to us, then you are like so dead to us. I never hated a person so much that I, in my head, just loved and needed so much. But I just couldn't accept what he had done, especially to my mother, even though I don't love her either. But it's just like, she's this person forced to get married to a man she doesn't know, come to a country she hasn't even like known at all, doesn't have any friends, doesn't have her family here. And you have all her money, and you have all her, like, the only person she could talk to was you. And you left her alone with 3 kids. It's just the worst thing ever. And my parents are expecting me to, like, be happy and think that everything they've done is good. And I am thankful for everything they've done for me, for keeping a roof over my head and food on the table and everything. But I can never forgive my father. And my mother for making such a huge tear in my heart. And the way they hurt my brothers, it's the worst thing.